roll up the windows
before we gas ourselves out.
Oh, pinkies. This is the Faye driver. We're having a very special little experience today. I gotta put some gloves on because it's actually a wee little bit cold. It's a wee little cold still in my country. Turn on the police detector because we're gonna need it today.
Testing.
So today
system ready.
Is a special day. It is my birthday. I am not turning a milestone year, big fatty. So my birth date number does not appear on any speed limit signs. And I'm never going to hit 50. I'm just going to count up to 49 and then I'm going to start counting backwards. So, no need to worry about any of those milestone birthdays. Today, however, is not a milestone birthday. It is a normal, just a plain old day. And as you know, I don't ever get that excited about birthdays. I do want to say thank you to everybody who's been tweeting and bleeping and popping and farting, especially Big Fatty, the birthday wishes on his show, his Tuesday show. Thank you very much, Big Fatty. And another question relating back to an old Poke It With a Stick episode, Big Fatty, it was me and Granny in the back of the car, and it was Gavin and yourself up front, and although I may have been traumatized by what I saw in the car, which obviously forced me to forget where you were parked. And anyway, the car you're driving was not that memorable, so I'm not surprised I couldn't remember where you parked it. I was in the car for that vulgar ride home from the bar. But anyway, that's private messages that mean nothing to everybody except for Big Fatty. But thank you, Big Fatty, for letting me be on your episode. And for the birthday well wishes. So because it's such a magnificent day today, I'm taking the day off from... I'm giving myself permission to do whatever I want today. So that means, of course, we're going to go for a drive in the old Manuel. I'm going to find some juicy corners, and maybe I'll take myself out for lunch, and we're gonna go do a bit of shopping because that's what one should do on their birthday. So it's a lovely sunny spring day here in Vancouver. It is 44 degrees Fahrenheit. What would that be? Maybe 5 degrees Celsius? In the sun. So I'm recruiting volunteers to help in my campaign to save the Test Kitchen music for the Took and Beanie show. Because there was a little scare that they might be changing the Test Kitchen music on Wes and Turniphead's show, Took and Beanie. That was a recommendation of that Turniphead. Wes, I want you to know, that Turniphead, he's not a real Canadian. He's a French Canadian, so his views do not necessarily reflect the views of the rest of Canada. Not to mention the fact that he spelled Took wrong. It's not T-U. I think it's T-O-Q-U-E. Took. T-O-Q-U-E. That Frenchman doesn't even know how to spell his own language. So, I wouldn't take any advice from Turniphead about what to do about your show music. In any case, people, I implore you to please send a letter to Wes Stone and at Toucan Beanie and ask him to not change the Test Kitchen music. That piece of music is just too synonymous with what I recall about the Toucan Beanie show. Here I am behind a frickin' tractor. Oh dear God. And then there's a bus up ahead. Oh brother. Yeah, look out for everyone who's trying to get around, yeah. Thanks, tractor. What are you doing in this lane? You should be in the slow lane. With the rest of the buses. Tractor drivers. Bus drivers. I got called out for riding transit. But complaining about buses by Hello Waffles. There goes a bus getting in our way. So I want to know, what the hell is up with that Peter G, and where are you right now in your life? You're bopping all around. It's like you're on some sort of Star Trek episode time warp. Wormholes everywhere. I don't think anybody knows where you are or what you're doing. Third gear, 3,200 RPM, 46 miles an hour into one of my more favorite corners. Really impressed with these old, junky old tires that I have. They're still gripping really nicely, despite being near the end of their life. They're quite amazing. I don't know if it's the car or the tires, but they shouldn't be performing as well as they are. I'm gonna get new tires for this car in the next couple of weeks. So this is our last chance to really wring the life out of these remaining tires that I have till I get new tires. But anyway, back to Peter G. Where are you, man? Like, are you in Oklahoma or San Francisco? You're driving from California to somewhere, but then you're back at work again. Like, what is happening to you? Get on the phone Big Fatty or something and tell us where you are. Get on that show that you do and fill us in. Like, keeping track of you is like keeping track of, I don't know, a grasshopper in a hay field. You know, by the way, if you need someone to drive you back and forth from San Francisco to Oxford, you know, I've got a very nice, luxurious executive sedan that you could sit in the back of. I'd be happy to ferry you back and forth from San Francisco to wherever the hell you're going. Does anybody know where Peter is right now? I don't know, does he have a house? Is he living in a box? Is he sleeping in the back of his car? Does anybody know? Did you see Peter G's house, by the way, on the internet? My God, that man's living in a mansion. Quite a lovely place. Much too nice for that guy to have. Didn't see much of a basement, though. I wonder if there's a basement in that place. Although I don't know that I'd be wanting to go into Peter G's basement. Imagine these guys who sneak up on out of the right lanes, passing in the right. What a dastardly deed, you guys who pass cars on the right. Very, very bad. Very bad. I wouldn't want to look too closely into Peter's basement, because, you know, that guy, he's probably got a mitt full of secrets to hide anyway. Especially with the kind of vitriol that guy spouts off all the time. There's got to be some darkness inside that guy's basement. Speaking of dark basements, I got to get my house ready for Ranger John to come visit me. So I've been looking around and looking at how dirty my house is and going, oh my God, spring cleaning. Gotta do my spring cleaning. That damn dog of mine. My dog is just a hair machine, you know. I mean, all he does is create hair and it gets everywhere. Oh, this is terrible. This is a terrible approach for... Oh, my goodness. So we're about to approach Snake Hill. Because that's what a guy wants to do on his birthday, is attack Snake Hill. Oh, yeah, there were cops up here before. Oh, we better behave ourselves, maybe. Maybe we need to behave. Is that police detector on? Yes, it is. Yeah, we're going to abort this. We'll abort. And we will take a different tack today, I think. Well, whatever the state of my basement, I'm sure that it will suit Ranger John and Daniel just fine. I'm pretty sure they're used to scrabbling around in a cave, which is essentially what they'll be doing in my basement. There is heat and light, though. Okay, sneaking in front of these cars. Thank you, everybody. Well, I guess I should do what I intended to do at the beginning of this podcast, which is drive this car. So, this is an actual red light. Huh. I guess I should stop when the lights are red. So, it's time for music. I am the Faye Driver. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the birthday wishes, and whatever, maybe I'll talk after I make it to my first destination. In the meantime, cue the music.
freak, freak, y'all. You don't stop.
Check it out.
Yeah, yeah, y'all. Feel the beat, y'all. Freak, freak, y'all. You don't stop.
Check it out.
Don't stop, keep it moving. Do that dance, do it, do that dance, dance. Do that dance, do it, do that dance. Don't stop, keep it moving. Do that dance, do it, do that dance, dance.
I've laid out a maintenance plan for my fleet of vehicles. Tomorrow, the BMW goes in for an oil change, and then, a maintenance service number one, or inspection one, you know, whatever. I don't know what they call it. It's an oil change. So that's going to happen tomorrow. I got the tires lined up to be purchased for this little old beast here. Then what? Oh yeah, then I got to do the oil change on the truck. Then we're going to start ripping apart this little Porsche, do some engine work on that. So I've laid that all out. I guess I could close the windows for you. I won't tell you where I've been and what a nasty, dirty boy. Well, naughty boy. I'm gonna be nasty, dirty in a couple of minutes here. I managed to outwit three of British Columbia's finest police. Oh, here's another cop. Those cops are fucking everywhere today. They're on me. Okay, so what am I gonna do here? Okay, just play it cool. Just play it cool. That's a Vancouver police officer on a motorcycle, no less. And he's going to run my plate and see that my car is hot. And he's going to pull me over. Man, I had such a time avoiding the cops today. It was, I had to do some ducking and deking out today. In any case, all right, we better close this episode here. So thank you for listening. I had the best time driving around Vancouver today. Had quite a bit of fun. I am just about to arrive at my destination. I won't tell you where I am. I will tell you that you need ID to get into the place, but it doesn't have to be yours. So have a great day, you folks. I certainly have enjoyed my little day off today for my little birthday. Thank you for listening. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. If you have a car question like Peter G did about leaking oil, you can send that. So email me your question. I really gotta think about getting into Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. I'm going to be try to organize that. So look for a sneaky Friday. I'm going to sneak in on the interwebs. All right. Thank you for listening. I am the Faye Driver on a very, very rough road.